Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
And welcome to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445, online at philhendryshow.com. This is our News and Information Hour. This is where we just kick it around a little bit with Bud Dickman. Bud, how are you?
Well, good, Mr. Henry.
And Robert Leonard. Robert?
Yeah, I'm good.
And I do know that we have a special report. This is one that we were not anticipating, but we do have one that should be coming in momentarily from Bob Bakian, and it does have to do with breaking news. I do not know the nature of it. It's nothing I do know, and I asked specifically if there was anything negative feature to this news. They said, no, it is not. In fact, it is decidedly good news. So we're going to hear from Bob Bakian in a moment. Just a reminder that we are online at philhendryshow.com, philhendryshow.com, which means that you can You can get live streaming video of our show, as well as listen to thousands of hours of our audio. It goes back over 10 years, as well as other features like interviews we've done and TV pilots and TV shows that we've done. It's all there on philhendryshow.com. And also, please, when you go to our homepage, you'll see a banner there for our new podcast. You can access that podcast by way of that banner, and it'll take you over to our podcast. Episode 12 is up this week, featuring Bone Master and Belt Sander, which is a Jay Santos bit back during the D.C. sniper time, and he was belt sanding cars to see if they had painted their cars recently. And it's quite interesting. As a matter of fact, Lloyd Bonafide is on that feature as well. All right, we do have some breaking news here. Let's go to Bob Bakian. Bob, go ahead.
Phil, Bob Bakian here. We are talking to you, and we have good news, as people have already, as the news is spreading here in the Burbank area. And people are coming out of their houses and literally embracing neighbors, strangers, meeting strangers. And everyone is excited, Phil, over the fact that Ann Curry has been fired from the Today Show. It's been a long time coming, Phil, that Ann Curry, who had sat there for years for no apparent reason, and because of her performance, her very weak performance on that program, dragging those ratings down, people were waiting for something like this. Please keep that music playing, Phil, if you wouldn't mind.
Yeah, we're going to keep it playing. Don't worry. This is what you broke into my show for?
Well, Phil, it's breaking news. There's dancing in the streets here in just about every major locale in the United States, in world cities, in capital cities. Ann Curry fired from the Today Show. Then Bob Bakian, reporting.
Okay, Bob, stay with me, okay?
What?
Bob, if you can stay, can Bob Bakian hear? Bob, can you hear me?
I can barely hear you, Phil.
Okay, Bob.
Speak up.
Okay, Bob, can you hear me?
A little louder.
Bob, can you hear me?
Nope, can't hear him. Hey, Bob Bakian, report.
Okay, Bud, you can kill the music.
Yeah, Bob Bakian can't talk unless he got his music.
Don't you remember?
Well, I don't hear him talking.
No, I'm right here now, Phil. Did you want to say something to me?
Why aren't you responding to me?
Because the music's very loud, but I do need my music. Otherwise, I can't do any reporting.
Yeah, watch. If I turn the music off like this, hey, Bob, what's going on? See?
I know, okay? It's one of the most embarrassing features and realities of that guy that I've... Okay. I don't have to hear it.
I'm Bob Bakian, Phil. I'm back to normal here with my music. Don't ever take my music away. Please don't ever take the music away. I'm Bob Bakian reporting.
Yeah, I'll take the music away. Don't worry about it, man.
Don't even kid about it, Phil.
I'll kid about it. This is the only guy I know who can't talk, he can't walk, he can't think unless he's got his news music.
Yeah, just say you got to make love to your wife with it.
That's exactly right. I need this music to make love to my wife, to talk to my children, to interact with their teachers. When I went in to talk to their teacher, in fact, I've got a tape recording of it right here. So you see that my son is doing poorly in school and he was trying to look up girls' dresses.
Thank you.
Well, I... Oh, thank you. I'm sorry. So there was a tape recording right there, Phil.
Will you get rid of that weird freak?
What do you call him a freak for, man? He's a very sensitive guy.
Yeah, Bob Bakian's got feelings, too.
Oh, does he now? Well, doesn't matter to me. He's a weird ass. They're dancing in the streets because Ann Curry got fired. That's the big news, huh?
Yeah, said you want to have breaking news.
Yeah, that was breaking.
That ain't breaking. That's been old since like 2 days ago. although he can read it. Maybe they didn't fire her 2 days ago. I'm not exactly sure. Her departure, announced during the program's broadcast today, follows ratings gains by ABC's Good Morning America. Curry, 55. Boy, I love how they throw the age in there. Don't you love that?
What?
You know, it's one thing to bounce her out of there. Curry, 55, said she will still do special news assignments and report from the Olympics for NBC. The switch is aimed at protecting NBC's lead in viewers after Good Morning America topped today in weekly Nielsen audience ratings in April for the first time in 16 years. NBC's weekday morning show has trailed GMA on several other occasions over the past 2 months. So Good Morning America topped in weekly Nielsen ratings. That would be total viewers. Curry spent 14 years as the news anchor before succeeding Meredith Vieira as co-host last year. Oh, so that was it.
Yeah, you didn't know that?
I didn't. I don't watch those shows, man. Do I look like I'm awake at 7 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah, a lot of people are seeing your eyes on Tweetster.
Tweetster? You mean Twitter? Yes. I'm laying in bed trying to get to sleep, and I'm tweeting, man. There ain't no way I'm watching the Today Show or the Tomorrow Show or the Yesterday Show. Why didn't they have the Yesterday Show?
They have a Tonight Show and a Tomorrow Show.
Yeah, but then they had a Today Show.
I know. Why didn't they have the Yesterday Show?
I don't know. What would you have on the Yesterday Show?
What happened yesterday? What do you think?
That stinks. Why would anybody watch that?
I would. I don't know. I just think it would round out NBC's whole concept of these shows with day at the end. You know, today, tonight, tomorrow. Well, not day at the end, but you know what I mean. These shows having to do with the 24-hour clock, shall we say. Anyway, the NBC broadcast network generated $1.85 billion of revenue in the first quarter, according to data compiled by Bloomberg. Today brings in almost $500 million in annual advertising revenue. Man, that's one-third, man. That's almost a third of the earnings of that network.
What is?
The money that the Today Show brings in. NBC generated $1.85 billion in revenue. The Today Show generated $500 million. Oh, annual. Never mind. Annual. Curry said in an interview with USA Today that she wasn't given enough time on the program to fix kinks that occurred in her year as co-host. She told the newspaper that she isn't to blame for the ratings slip. Well, I mean, I don't know, man. You know, but that's the game. That's the game. If you either you produce or you don't. And you know what? It does it have anything really to do with the host, or is it?
Well, she. You thought she was pretty, and I did too. But she's also mixed race.
Yeah.
Boy, you guys are freaking morons. Do you know that?
What?
Do you know that? Just to echo that guy, you know, you're a stupid man. Do you know that?
What's stupid about that?
What has it got to do with her being mixed race? Who knows why these things happen, man? Who knows why people are a success or are not a success? First of all, let me tell you why Ann Curry was a bad choice to be the host of that show. She'd already been on the news for 14 stinking years, man. People were familiar with her as a newswoman. It always happens. Always happens. Every time they pull somebody out from behind a news desk and they stick them in there in that host position... What did that Meredith Vieira? She wasn't a news anchor, was she?
I don't know, man. But, I mean, like, what about Jane Pauley?
Jane Pauley? I don't ever remember her doing anything before she came on the Today Show. I don't even know who the hell she was before she came on the Today Show. All I knew was she was the lady that succeeded Barbara Walters. And then Deborah Norville succeeded Jane Pauley. Guess what she used to do?
She on the news?
You got it. Deborah Norville was damn good doing news. Damn good. And she was so good that they said, wow, look at her. She's fantastic. Let's take her out of there and make her a host. Who's going to say no to that? Of course she's going to say yes. Yeah, I'd love to do that. Thank you. If she'd been smart, she would have said no, you know, because I don't know whether she would have been able to keep her job.
What are they going to do, fire just because she said no to the job?
See, they might. They might say, you don't want the gig, but we don't want you doing our early morning news break, because that's what she was doing. But Curry was like, they'd already been looking at her for 16 years, you know? You need to get somebody in there that's fresh, man. I always liked her, man. I always thought she was very beautiful. I mean, ain't that what I'm supposed to think?
That's sexism. You're not allowed to think that.
Yeah, I mean, that's not what they want you to do.
Well, guess what? That's what I did. That's what they want me to do. What do you mean that's not what they want me to look at her and say, wow, she's hot, okay? And I used to think she was, and I still do. But she said she wasn't to blame, and she probably wasn't to blame. mine. But who says anybody's to blame? Maybe ABC's just doing stuff right. All right, let's take a break here. The world-famous Phil Henry Show. Other news to get to. WikiLeaks chief Assange unlikely to surrender to police. Why? We'll find out why. Charlie Sheen. How's his show doing? Anger management. And the Air Force has a sex scandal. Oh, God, man. We'll be right back. More on the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Henry Show. World-famous Phil Henry Show.
And welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Please do join us at philhenryshow.com. Pick up, while you're there, pick up a Ted's of Beverly Hills hoodie, or maybe the Bobby Dooley keychain, or maybe you'd like to get one of our Legacy Best Of CDs. I can tell you this much, on our website on Wednesday, July the 4th, we roll out our Best of Ted Bell. It'll be a series of downloads. You can buy the cuts individually or collectively as the full Best of Ted Bell, our first Best of featuring one of our characters, and we've got more to come, including Bobby Dooley and a few others, so that'll be fun. 31 victims identified in a widening Air Force sex scandal. I don't know about you, but this citizen here says, throw these guys into a deep, dark hole, not because I hate them. It's a horrible crime to commit for anybody, but members of the military, you know, let's get these guys out of there, okay?
What are you talking about? I mean, they're just being men.
Oh, are they just being men? Rape ain't just being a man, okay?
Oh, I didn't know that.
You didn't, huh? You guys tried reading the story? The U.S. Air Force has now identified 31 women as victims in a growing sex scandal, a four-star general said Thursday, and there might be more. The Air Force is broadening its investigation to actively seek any others that may have been affected by this, said General Edward Rice, the commander of Air Force training. We're taking a comprehensive look not only at the cases that we know, but trying to do the best we can to assess whether or not there are other cases out there. Rice was talking to reporters at the Pentagon. Rice said the Air Force has taken the unprecedented step of shutting down all recruit training for one day to give a written survey to all military trainees at Lackland Air Force Base. They're going to find out exactly what's going on. The Texas base has become the focal point of this growing scandal. Air Force Base reports more sexual misconduct charges. One trainer has pled guilty to having an improper relationship with a trainee as part of a plea agreement. Staff Sergeant Peter Vega Maldonado has been sentenced to 90 days in prison, 30 days hard labor, and a demotion in rank and in pay. What the hell, man?
Well, I mean, that's what happens when you let ladies in.
Man, you can't say that, man. It's all kind of sexism there.
What is with you, bud, man? We're not supposed to let women in the military?
Well, I'm just saying that's what happens.
Do you know how many militaries around the world have females in them?
Well,
Israel. There's a classic. You were asking me that picture we had on the website that day. Who are those ladies with the machine guns? That's Israel. Now, they got women. And you want to know why they have women? Not because they're trying to be equal rights. Not because they're trying to be egalitarian. They could give a crap. I'm sure that they've, you know, Israel is a democracy. And as a democracy, and especially coming from where the Jewish people of the world have come from, they have an emphasis on human rights. But down there, man, having women in the military ain't got nothing to do with equal rights.
Well, what they do it for?
Because they need everybody they can get in that military, man. Every single person that can carry a gun carries a gun. They're not interested in niceties like, well, now, wouldn't it be nice if we had women in our combat? They need everybody with a gun, you know, because they have to defend their country, because their country is at constant risk. And to be perfectly honest with you, I don't know why we don't have the same attitude here.
Well, what are you talking about, man? Ain't nobody trying to, I mean, we're badass.
Yeah, we're badass. They're not going to try take us down.
No, but I'm saying, man, anybody try to take us down, kick ass.
Oh, well, that's really nice to know that we're going to kick ass, you know. Who's doing all the ass-kicking? Can you tell me?
They got a military and stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, we got a military. Well, I need all the ass-kickers I can get, man, in the U.S. military. I don't know why the hell we're any different from Israel. Let's get everybody that wants to take a gun and go and kill some enemy people, enemy soldiers. Let them have a gun. I'm only saying this because of what you said, bud.
I'm just saying, on account of the ladies being in the military and the guys and everything, they're going to want to Well, they're going to want to take their clothes off.
Oh, man, you sound like a retard, Ben.
Hey, what do you mean?
Shut up, shut up. Bud, grow up, will you?
What?
You know, I don't give a damn how attractive a woman is to a man or what the sociologic realities are. If you're in the military, you got to, especially if you're in the military, you got to exercise a little bit of discipline, okay?
Yeah, man, that's what the military is all about.
You got to say, this is a trainee. I'm training this woman here, this individual here. I'm training her to be in the United States Air Force, and her life is going to depend on this training. Get serious, will you? I think some of these guys think they're on vacation, you know? They think that they're, look at this, man. They're training all these females, and this is just the greatest thing since sliced bread, and I'm going to be all stud-like, and I'm going to show these chicks where it's at, and I'm going to show them this and that and something. I got something to show them, you know.
Yeah, I'll bet they do.
Yeah, I'll bet he showed her.
Never shut up, bud. So, you know, the cat's flexing his macho muscle, and next thing you know, he has a sexual relationship with her. Well, guess what now? Boy Wonder is in prison now. And this jackass, he's going to get 90 days inside. That's 3 months. He's got 30 days of that at hard labor. He loses his rank, and he loses his pay. And you ain't such a hot big deal anymore. What an idiot. That whole tailhook thing, man, all that stuff. And, you know, the fact is, we got a great bunch of people in the military, man. I mean, this generation of fighting men and women I'm in awe of them. I am in awe of the young men and women we have in the military. The patriotic, devoted, dedicated, hardworking. They go in, they kick ass, they're amazing people. I'm grateful that I'm in the same country with them. And every time I worry about this country and I think, oh, man, this country is so, you know, balled up sometimes. All I got to do is think about those people, and I realize we've got some great people. And they're not getting paid all the money in the world. They're not famous. They're nothing, man. This is a challenge for them. They want to do that job. It's an all-volunteer force, and I'm completely and utterly in awe of all of them, and I love them. But when I see a story like this, it's, what the hell? These cats, this dumbass, they disgrace them.
Well, you can't say that.
Well, I'm not saying they disgrace them, but they make people look at the military like it's a bunch of wild card, jive ass, high school. You know, remember Buddy Rich and that tape we heard?
Yeah, jive ass, high school dropout.
Exactly.
That guy Buddy Rich, man, that guy's crazy.
Crazy? You better believe he was crazy. You guys, that's not music, man. That's you playing like a bunch of high school jive-ass dropouts. Well, that's what these guys in this freaking Air Force think. So, all right, so General, kick some ass, take some names, throw their asses in the brig, throw them in prison, throw them out. I don't give a damn what you do with them. Get them the hell out of there, and let's just push on, baby. Okay? And we make it very clear to the next guys that come in there, this is what you do. You train people, okay? You want to have a sexual relationship with something, man? See, what's that on the end of your right arm?
Your right hand. Ah!
Oh, shut up, man.
Ah!
All right, bud, it's not that funny. Mrs. Thumb and her four daughters.
Yeah.
spend Friday night with her, man.
Mrs. Thumb and her four daughters and Rosie Palm, too.
Right. But I happen to think Mrs. Thumb and her four daughters is funnier. All right. So let's see. We dealt with the Air Force. Now let's talk about WikiLeaks, man. And Julian Assange, and when we come back, we'll find out what that weird ass is up to and why he thinks he shouldn't be arrested. I'm telling you, some of these people think that it's like it isn't that they don't get it. They think we don't get it, meaning, oh, you don't understand. See, this is the Internet, and I hack into things, and I do stuff. And we go, uh-huh, and it's against the law. Well, sure, it's against the law, but...
Yeah, they don't think, man, the law applies to them.
I don't think they think there is a law. I mean, you tell them, well, there is a law, but they say, well, not really, you know. I can discuss it with you. Let's sit down and have a chat about whether you should enforce that law or not. You know. What happened to that Kim.com guy?
I think they still got him, like, on a house arrest or something.
Find out about him, man. I want to find out about all these guys, where they are, I think I don't believe in torture, but that fat ass, I think they should.
You think that'll torture that Kim.com guy?
Yes. I don't think you should torture Al-Qaeda. I don't think you should torture any of those guys. But that these internet hackers, especially fatass.com, I think they ought to waterboard him. All right, we'll be right back. Phil Hendry Show. I don't mean to laugh, but, you know, I am.
Phil Hendry.
Pacifico, and final few minutes of the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. We're here every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast. Tomorrow night, I'm going to be at a very nice function, if you will, for a brand-new show on Adult Swim called The Rick and Morty Show. I provided one of the character voices for the show, and the reason why I'm mentioning that is tomorrow evening we will have one of our great classic archive shows for you. But also, if you are with us online at philhendryshow.com, I'm going to be updating the website with photographs from this party, and which I do when I can, tomorrow night. And we'll see you back here on Monday night. But also, please remember that our Best of Ted Bell is due out on Wednesday, and a lot of really exciting stuff ahead here. At our website on the Phil Hendry Show. Now, Julian Assange rejects police request to surrender for breaking his bail terms. This guy is at the Ecuadorian embassy. I don't know where. I think it might be either in Great Britain or somewhere in the Balkans. But he's at the Ecuadorian embassy. He doesn't want to turn himself in to the police because he fears that the United States has extradition terms and that he will be extradited to the United States. And to quote Q in one of the great James Bond films, The Quantum of Solace, tomorrow you may be with the Americans, and then God knows what will happen to you.
That was bitching.
Right. Because they know since 9/11, we don't mess around.
What does that mean, man? I mean, what, he's afraid we're going to torture him?
Maybe he thinks he's going to get waterboarded or something. I don't know. I don't know what their problem is. The same thing with fat ass down there, that dot-com guy. He doesn't want to be extradited back to the United States. And I believe it's because we're very, very hardcore on this stuff. One of the reasons is because it was our intelligence, it was our military and political information that was being leaked by Mr. Leak here. The founder of WikiLeaks, Julian Assange, has said that he will ignore a request by the police to give himself up because he fears that the U.S. has secret plans to extradite him to Washington. He said he'd been advised that he was within his rights to ignore an extradition notice that was presented to him at the Ecuadorian embassy on Thursday. Where the hell is this?
I think it's out of Belgravia. That's in England.
No, it's not, man. Belgravia,
shut up. Phil asked me.
Well, yes, I did ask you, bud, but Belgravia is not England. I think it's I don't know where it is, but I think it's the Balkans. I think it's the former Yugoslavia, something like that. During a telephone interview on BBC Two's Newsnight, he was asked if he intended to give himself up. Our advice is that asylum law, both domestically and international in the UK, takes precedence to extradition law. So the answer is almost certainly not, he said. Well, I don't understand that.
He said he does not going to go back to England because the asylum law doesn't take precedence.
It does. He said that it does take precedence. So if it does take precedence, domestically, UK takes our advice, asylum law takes precedence to extradition law. So does that mean, wouldn't that mean he'd be given asylum?
I don't know.
So anyway, Assange has been asked to present himself to police on Friday to begin the process of extradition to Sweden over allegations of rape and indecency. His refusal means that he will continue to take refuge in the embassy while the Ecuadorian government decides whether to accept his request for asylum. Even if they do so, Assange is likely to face a long stay at the embassy as he will be unable to leave without being arrested. Assange said he had evidence that the U.S. had secret plans to force him to face trial in America. You don't have any evidence, man. You got a whole bunch of rumors, and you got a bunch of guys that you talk to on the Internet. That's what you got. In the U.S., since at least the beginning of 2011, a U.S. grand jury has been impaneled in Washington. It's been pulling in witnesses, forced testimony from those witnesses, subpoenaed records from Google and from Twitter, he said. And who knows? They may prove that I've been breaking the law. How dare they? He said.
Did he?
No, but that's basically what he's saying. Mr. Assange, sir, with all due respect to the fine, fine work you're doing, spilling all this stuff out onto the Internet without any kind of, without any kind of organization, no real interpretation, just, you know, you ain't doing anybody any favors, man. But the fact is, and this is a fact, you've broken the law. I mean, if you are doing that and you have admitted to doing it, well, you broke the law and you're now going to be arrested and thrown into a dungeon where you're slowly consumed by rats.
Thousands of rats.
Right. You may think you've got all kinds of groovy-ass moral reasons. I can understand that. And by the way, if you admit you've broken the law as an act of civil disobedience, then you admit you that you're guilty. And if you admit that you're guilty, then you should, surrender yourself to whatever punishment that guilt admission would bring. When asked if he had anything to say to the women who have accused him of rape and indecency, he replied, "I am simply not charged, that's all. That's all that is important in this matter. What has been said to date is sufficient." I don't understand that. He did submit recordings to the BBC of American politicians and talk show hosts calling for his death as evidence of the prejudice against him. You got this guy, you got that other jackball, those hackers. I mean, they're like 15-year-old boys. You got that Kim.com, and there's one thing that all three of them have in common. They don't want to be extradited back to the United States. Why is that? Because since 9/11, U.S. security and U.S. law has tightened to such an extent that these guys may never see the light of day. Because we don't think it's funny, see? Now, you can say that we're backward. I don't think so. You know, we're a very realistic country, and we have lost an awful lot of people down through the years in this battle for our country, whether you want to call it right, wrong, or indifferent. You know, but, you know, we fought for what we have. And so when we lose 3,000 people on September 11, 2001, all bets are off. The rules of the game change. It's a whole new ball game, baby. And suddenly, we're not walking around with a big fat smile on our face. And so when people start to run afoul of things like the security of this country, whether it is, top secret documents or anything else for that matter, you know, hacking into the Internet to the extent that you're hacking into military sites, you know, you've got a big pile of money that is being hidden. There's just you're in bad, you're just treading water in the bad part of the pool there, man.
Yeah, you're in the deep part of the pool, baby.
You're down in the deep part of the pool, and it looks like your water wing sprung a leak.
Yeah. Assange sought asylum in the Ecuadorian embassy last week after British courts upheld Sweden's right to request his extradition to answer the accusations made by two women he met while on a trip to Sweden. Both agreed to spend the night with him, but later went to the police to complain about his behavior. Assange left Sweden before he could be questioned by police. Dude, if you're innocent, why not present yourself? That's right. You live in that world of scofflaw and outlaw. You don't believe in anybody. You think everyone's out to get you. Well, guess what? Yeah, they are.
Yeah, because you're a douchebag.
Right. It's called the douchebag law. So there you go. Assange's supporters see the extradition as a cover for a subsequent extradition to the U.S. to face charges over the release of diplomatic cables by WikiLeaks. A succession of British courts have found that Sweden has followed the correct procedure in issuing a European arrest warrant for Assange and ruled that Britain must comply with it. So there you go, man. That's the story of Assange and that douchebag. I don't see anything good happening for that guy, man, to be honest with you. I just don't. I just see everything that's going to go down for that cat. It all says jail at the end of it. All right. Here's a show.
You got to tell people about the one that you did.
Well, I want to talk. Margaret Gray is going to join us for this because, Margaret, I know you've been looking at the wires You had the story on Charlie Sheen, Margaret, don't you?
I had the story on Charlie Sheen, don't I?
I'm sorry. You have the anger management story?
Well, I have what the scuttlebutt is around town, Phil, on the Charlie Sheen show, anger management. And yes, I was going to bring up to people what you were talking with Bud and Robert about. And that is our own Phil Hendry, folks, had auditioned for a part on this show, Anger Management. You did not get the part. But I do think that your addition to the cast would have helped it immensely.
Now, why do you say that?
Well, first of all, there's a natural animosity that you have toward Charlie Sheen. And I think the chemistry would have been brilliant.
I don't hate the guy.
No, you don't hate him, but you think of him as... you look down your nose at him as some kind of a mental case. In the show Anger Management, Charlie Sheen plays a former professional athlete who is now an anger management counselor. And he has, much like in the film, Phil, this cadre of, you know what I mean by that, Phil?
But what you mean by...
By cadre, he has this gaggle.
Okay, I get it. God.
Well, you know what I'm saying.
Yes. Yes, I hear you.
What is your problem?
Well, the whole gaggle. Gaggle.
He's been on a rag all week.
Not so I understand.
Wait. Whoa, hold on. What do you mean on the rag all week?
Yeah, you've been yelling at everybody.
My God, Phil, I'm just trying to help your program, all right?
And, oh, well, don't do me any favors, you know. I just told you, you forgive me, Margaret, but coterie, gaggle.
You know something I was taught, I don't know about you, but I was taught that the pronunciation of a word is like music. If you pronounce the word improperly, it's like a very strained and off-key song. But if you pronounce the word properly... It's beautiful music to the ear. You see, Phil, I was taught that way. So when I say coterie...
Well, that's not how you pronounce it.
I don't know. My ears must be plugged up with wax. It sounded to me like you said, that's not how you pronounce it. That couldn't possibly be.
No, that's exactly what I said.
You're telling me, Margaret Gray, a writer, a former singer... Someone who has used her mouth...
I'll say she has.
You know what I'm going to do, Frank?
I'm sorry, I didn't mean it.
Oh, there, how'd that feel? But at least he got my gender right. And
okay, can we get back to what it is you're saying? Oh, she hung up. I'm getting sick and tired of her.
Well, I mean, man, you talk with disrespect.
I didn't talk with any disrespect. I'm trying to get her to move on with the story. Coterie...
Yeah, but that's the way she wants to pronunciate the word and everything.
Yeah, okay, bud. Whatever you say, man. We'll be right back, folks, with more. I'm sure she'll call back. So the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL and philhendryshow.com. Download the podcast, episode 12, featuring Bone Master and Belt Sander and a double shot of Ted Bell. Ooh!
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show.
Famous Phil Hendry Show, and back here with Margaret. Great, Margaret, I want to ask you, where are you right now?
Right now I'm standing in a jetway, Phil, and we're waiting to board. We're on our way back to Washington, D.C. this evening because Frank's sister has taken ill, so we're going to visit her and take care of the house a little bit.
Oh, I'm sorry. I hope that she's... I honestly do hope that she's better.
Yeah, I'll let Frank know that.
What'd she say?
Well, his gender confusion's back. He said, Frank, that he hopes that Diana's better.
Oh, tell her that we appreciate it.
I do. Frank says that we appreciate it, Phil.
Yes, I heard that. All right, so you're waiting to board, huh?
Yeah, there's still fleeting. We got on the jetway because we're in first class, so we're the first people to board, and now they tell us that they're still cleaning. And so I said to the flight attendant, I said, why would you have us get up and go down the jetway and now stand here with our thumbs parked up our you-know-what, and she looked me up and down as if I meant, you know, something different. And I said, well, answer me. And she said, we're sorry, ma'am, but we had not yet cleaned up the aircraft. Some people left some food wedged under the seats. She got very graphic. And I said, well, we're here with our thumbs parked up our you-know-what. And again, she looked me up and down frontwise.
I think he was,
I'll do it, Frank. And I said, okay, that's the second time you've done that. And
Wait. What did she do?
When I said, why did you call us to board when you're still cleaning the aircraft? Because we're standing here with our thumbs parked up our you-know-what, and she took a look at it.
A look at what? A private area of your body?
Yes.
She doesn't understand.
No, she doesn't. Yes, Phil.
Well, how do you know that?
Let me see. How do I know that? Oh, I know. I was looking right at her. What an idiot.
I told you're wasting your time with her.
Get out of here, both of you. I'm sick and tired of listening to that her. Oh, my God.
What do you want me to do?
They still on hold? Oh, man. I'm sorry, Margaret. I can't take it with that her, she, he, you know, all that stuff.
I told you he had that gender confusion.
I know that. But in between you with the story about the thumb parked and her, he, her, all that stuff.
Well, I'm just telling you, ask me where I was and I'm telling you.
Yes, you're absolutely right. I'm sorry.
So anyway, we're on our way back to Washington, D.C. Let's get back to anger management.
Yeah.
This is a television show, Phil, where Charlie Sheen's going to have to be at his very best because the premise is of he is the one that is leading the group. And I, to be honest with you, I don't think that Charlie Sheen is up to the Jack Nicholson. All right, that's what we're talking about now. We're talking about the Joker. One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. Five Easy Pieces. All right?
Yeah, absolutely. One of the great actors of all time.
Last Detail. Hello?
You're absolutely right.
Yeah? The border.
Yep. Do you have to yell into the phone?
I'm emphasizing my point.
What's your problem now?
Will you not talk to him and get him out of here before I go nuts?
Frank, honey, we got some licorice.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, there's new gets. Some of the new red vine licorice. Go have some.
Oh, I love it.
Okay, he's gone into the other room. Now... What are you laughing at?
Hey, Frank, we got some licorice.
It seems to work. Hold on. Excuse me. When are we going to be able to board? Yeah, I'm standing here with my thumb parked up by what you know, because you're looking right at it. Yes, you are. All right, Phil.
Don't. Are you talking to the flight attendant?
Yes, I am.
But don't get... You know, Margaret, you're pushing it into an argument. You're going to push it into harassment.
Who's harassing who?
When you say what you said to her... Just keep it to yourself until that woman, until you're absolutely sure what she's doing. And I think you're making a big deal out of nothing. Let's get back to anger management.
All right. As I was saying, anger management, Charlie Sheen, I think he is not up to playing the Jack Nicholson part. I think Charlie Sheen, and I think most of us saw him in the Adam Sandler part. But really, he is not the comic chops that either one of those people are. Jack Nicholson, I think, showed that he had some real funny in him. And, of course, we all know that Adam Sandler is very funny. Charlie Sheen is not going to get it done. Now, what I said about you, Phil, I think they should bring you back for another reading in that part because I think your natural animosity between you and Charlie Sheen, you know, he's a 9/11 truther, you think they're all idiots, he was against the war in Iraq, you think it was great.
Well, I didn't think it was great.
You know what I mean. You don't think he's funny, he thinks he is. So I think...
Yeah, that'll make for some really great chemistry. You know, now that you mention it, I don't think I should.
I think it would be a great move, Phil. And to that end, to campaign for you to go in and read again, I'd like to dedicate this song to you. Hello, Philly. Well, hello, Philly.
Oh, man.
It's so nice to see you back where you belong. You're doing swell, Phil Dog. We can tell old Philly Bob You're still growing, you're enlarging, you're swelling up.
How come she got cut off, but I can still hear the jet?
I don't know. It's one of those magic things.
You hang up on my wife.
Get him out of here, too. That guy needs a nut house. I'm convinced now. There's no question in my mind Frank Gray should be in a nut bin.
Well, no, you know, Frank's a good guy.
He's a good guy on good days. He's a good guy on good days. But Frank needs to go into a nut bin, all right? Where the nuts are, that's where he has to go. And he needs to talk to a doctor every day. Because I don't think that's some untreated gonorrhea, man. I think that guy's just flat psychologically impaired. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show is produced by Dan Northcraft and Phil Hendry. We invite you to join us at philhendryshow.com to get the full flavor, the full scent, if you will, the full thang of the Phil Hendry Show. Join us online at philhendryshow.com for our live streaming video of the show, as well as all of our archives, all of our video archives, All of it, baby, at philhendryshow.com with a backstage pass. Don't forget, our episode 12 of our free Phil Hendry podcast is up and raring to go. Download the living hell out of it, baby. Lots of good stuff there. We'll see you guys Monday night. And until then, let that be a lesson to you. See you tomorrow night. Yeah, tomorrow night.
Phil Hendry.